Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Hello, America. This is where the whole country gets together to talk about nothing every afternoon here between 4 and 7 Pacific, 7 to 10 on the East Coast. We get together and rap about stuff and hang together. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about a great experience I had last night. I got stoned and watched Sex and the City. Great, great show if you're smoking good green, man. Some good ganja. Got a hold of a bud of some very nice stuff. Very mellow. Got stoned out of my mind. Took about 5 hits on one of these one-hit pipes. And while I was downloading some garbage off of my computer, and suddenly, you know, like I couldn't find my way out of my office. And so I got to the television set. I found my way eventually across the driveway and got to the TV and watched Ally McBeal and Sex and the City, two great shows when you've been smoking large amounts of grass. Now, on the flip side of this, and you may disagree with me, tuned in the first 10 minutes of the 70s miniseries, the TV show, Bad time for Phil. I had a bad time. And I was sitting there eating as much of the kids' Easter candy as I could. Still didn't help. As I looked at this ridiculous show, see, one of the problems that you have with a movie like that, and pardon me for talking like I'm 47, but guess what? I am, and I ain't hiding it, okay? Comb over boy? You know who I'm talking about, all right? Anyway, all right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to ride you so much, fatso. Hey, I'm fat, too. I'm bald. I ain't hiding it, but, you know, I've come to terms with who and what I am, that's all. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I was eating the kids' Easter candy. I was eating those little round eggs and having some of those, you know, those big peanut butter-filled chocolate eggs, those, you know, Easter eggs. So I'm eating this crap, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, this is not what I remember, man. The 70s were like this. There wasn't some dude sitting there with the 90s wet look telling some secretary where it am at. And see, a cat that worked for an ad agency in the 70s would have a large mutton chop thing going on his face. He'd have a lot of hair. He'd have flare pants. He'd have on boots. He'd have that, what I call the airplane collar, laying over the sports jacket. And he would look for all the world like the jackass that he is. Not this show last night, nothing in it I recognize. Plus the black folks with those afros, bam, those were fright wigs right out of a joke store. If you're going to hire black actors, allow them the common courtesy and decency. Give them some time to grow a real one. Because this one guy had, seriously, it was an Aunt Jemima perm wig. Wrong. So the 70s TV show last night is one. Was that on NBC? No wonder I was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And that's another good show, stoned, because the music, it's very gothic. Good God. You know the music? It's like you're in a torture chamber or something. It's like the music you'd hear if you were in some Kafka-esque kind of Gestapo prison. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Am I getting that right? It is. It's very boom, 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 boom. All right. Now, John, how are you? And there's Reed just trying to take the load off. Just ask the question. One of the problems I have with that show is we get it already, okay? Is that your final answer? Don't drag it out, and don't coach those contestants to drag it out either. If you know the answer, give it, Eddie. You could cram in like 6 contestants in the time it takes them to do 3 or 2 or however many they have in a show. The guy's going, okay, here it is, A, B, C, D. Who got shot in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, 1963, November 22nd? Was it A, John F. Kennedy, B, Chester A. Arthur, C, James Garfield, D, Abraham Lincoln? Well, I know this because I was a young man. Tell me who. I remember this because I was in school at the time. Abraham Lincoln? No. All right. Then you know. John Kennedy. Thank you. Could have got the answer out. The reason why it was irritating me is if you're watching a show and you've just gotten done smoking marijuana and it's bugging you, it's a bad show. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is a show that could very well work. It's got the music. It's got, you know, Regis, he's got what I call a sedative, hypnotic, friendly face. And a lot of them cats of that show is great, and the lighting's right for it. But when they're dragging it out, it's bumming me up because I've already got the answer and I moved on, right? So that's when I flipped over to Ally McBeal, and that show's awesome. When you have been smoking pot. So I recommend this for, I don't know, if you come home from work late one night, you're tough, tough day is kind of wearing on you. Smoke some dope and watch some TV. It's great. Watch infomercials. You'll order everything. You'll buy everything. Flab blasters, the abs of steel. You get every videotape. You'll get that, you know, that hopping around mad Englishman who has been spraying that vinyl cleaner for years now? Set fire to a guy's Rolls Royce, I think. Remember, he set fire to some guy's hood? Somebody told me that they got the cars back from that guy's infomercials, and they're destroyed. Guys, they, you know, because they rent these cars from these rent-a-wreck places. They rent these cars from these Rolls-Royce and Mercedes-Benz and BMW places. You can rent them, and you can put them on infomercials for whatever particular reason. This guy, this wild, limey dude who was spraying that cleaner on that vinyl cleaner or something, he would rent these Rolls-Royces and roll them out onto the stage in front of all those fat women. You know, all those people there, man, they brought them in from the ports of call. You know, they got done shopping for the knickknacks. They had lunch already. They had their oysters on a half shell, so they brought them over to the folding chairs where this limey he's going ape with the ponytail, and he's talking about how great this thing is. Let's set fire to this guy's Rolls-Royce leather seats and then see what happens if we can get the dirt off. So the guy sets fire to somebody's seat, and they are able to clean it off somehow. It looks as good as new. Or so it looks, because the guy who worked at the place where they rent these Rolls-Royces, they got him back. The cars are destroyed. That's the bow tie guy. Ain't that the guy? Yeah. These cars that you think he's cleaning up? I know a guy who worked at the place where they send the cars back. Oh, they come, they roll them in on milk crates. These things are like the engines dropped out of it. The oil's leaking out of it. This limey's destroyed these cars. The steering wheel's ripped, the seats are torn out of it. But all those fat folks, I don't know what happens. They're all sitting there and it looks great. Anyway, I was doing that last night. And by the way, the ABC Time Warner dispute, for all the world, folks, you must know that satellite is the way to go. You got to get a satellite dish so you don't ever have to worry about your cable service. And we know this, and you've been told this, and I'll repeat it so that you feel, you know, dutifully chastised. Cable service has always been very poor. It just always has. And we've complained about it, haven't we, for at least 20 years. I've had cable personally for 20 years. When I moved to Sierra Madre, back in 1980, I had to get cable because you can't get any television in Sierra Madre, which is a suburb of Los Angeles. It's up in the foothills. You can't get any over-the-air television stations. You had to get cable. And it was a great day when I had cable, and I got a movie channel, and I was one of these third-run Italian films, and I thought I was really, this is great. I've got a movie channel. You know, they're running Swept Away and Seven Beauty. They're running a lot of stuff. They're running Sorrow and the Pity. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're running some Nazi documentary, Triumph of the Will. Great! Hey, kids, look, a movie on the Z Channel. So I had that, and I for the most part, I had the same experience the rest of you guys had. It was bad. It's bad service. There's no such thing as good cable service. Never has been. And there never will be. We have now the DSS satellite dish. I was told by friends of mine, why are you being stupid? Why don't you get a satellite dish?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, getting the cable is the way everybody do it, ain't it?
No. No, that's not the way everybody do it. Go get a satellite dish. Finally did, and my life has changed. I have all the channels I want. I've got Major League Baseball. I've got all the hockey. I've got all the NBA basketball that I could possibly want. All the porn that you could shake a stick at. Great movie channels. Infomercials coming out of your ears. You've got the only thing you don't have is Channel 5. Now, I don't know why this is, but DirecTV does not offer Channel 5 or 9 or 13 locally in L.A. And it may be the same in other cities. There's certain over-the-air channels they do not offer. But like, I ain't missing it. I mean, what's on 5 that I'm missing? Seriously, what's on 5 that I miss? Dodgers?
Yeah, Dodgers.
But they're on Fox Channel anyway, right? And what's on 9 that I'm missing? Lakers during a regular season, but that's on Fox Channel. And 13, is Tawny, what's her face still on there? Tawny Little. That's the only thing that I miss you, Tawny. I ain't seeing anything. There's nothing on 13, right? So you ain't missing nothing. So you get yourself that satellite dish, and you have no more worries from the cable company. And for everybody that was squawking and screaming, 9 has Jerry Springer. Now, see, that's the one thing I would place a Luger in my mouth. If you thank God I know that now, because I'm going to go back to cable. Forget about the satellite. I'm going back to cable. Springer's on 9 and I don't have it? I will. That's, I do miss that. But Springer's got to be on some other channel. Ricky Lake's on what, 13? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's stuff you got to give up. But for the most part, by and large, satellite dish is the way to go. Why don't you have it? Well, you're lazy, or you live in an apartment, or there's some problem. You got to go find a way. If you're an apartment owner, why don't you put a dish or two on your roof? Ain't going to cost you that much money. Jack it onto the rent if you want, and put a box in everybody's apartment. And we never have to have these problems with the cable companies again. The reception's fantastic. I got DirecTV. It's great. The reception is great. They had me on the air that instant, and it took about 2 hours for them to get the local over-the-air channels. Like, we got it on Academy Award Day. My wife wanted to see the Academy Awards. I said, how long is it going to take to get ABC? The guy said, like, 2 hours. And 2 hours, there it was. Plus, you can get the East Coast feed. You get the West Coast feed. You know, if you have to go to bed early. I don't know, you know, but whatever it is, you can pay for it and you can get it. It's called satellite. It's called satellite reception. And the dish is about as big as a basketball, and you mount it on the side of your house, and you can get anybody that you know, your brother-in-law, whatever, to put the thing there. And I'm getting from Mike Schaefer right now, he's instant messaging me, his brother watches all the shows at the East Coast time so he can get to bed early. Gee, that's great, Mike. Now, anyway... No, that's what I would do that, too. I would get to if I could get to bed early, I'd get to bed early. I can't. My wife insisted that I stay up last night and smoke dope with her. I'm kidding, honey. She wasn't around. I did it. You know, I jeopardized the safety of the children. No, she was there, and the kids were... The kids would kind of, like, wander out and look at me, and I'd be... I was just standing out looking at the stars, and they're like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Guys, how you doing? Well, we're going to bed now. Okay, have a, you know, have a beautiful... I said something weird, like, have some beautiful dreams, okay? And they're like, yeah, whatever, man. Have some very beautiful dreams. Really sink into your subconscious and tap those neural synapses, man, and really, you know, spark some good images for yourself, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Mom, Philip's acting funny. Mom, Philip's down in the swimming pool hole wandering around. That's something else. We still got a hole in the backyard. No steel yet, and it's May 2nd. Yeah! And it's supposed to be done in 4 weeks. All right, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, this Sunday night at 7, I'll be on Futurama, guesting on Futurama, 7 o'clock Sunday night. It's the Phil Henry Show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Show here, 1-800-449-8686. So remember, satellite dishes. Oh, God, I hate this business. I really hate radio, and I hate the success that I've had, because at 48 grand a year, you know what we did last night? You know, you just don't know how to spend your money. Last night, okay, and I said to my wife, just because we're making big dollars, oh, so now you want to go to Fresh Choice for dinner. Well, buffet. She wants to go, get a load of Mrs. Vanderbilt. Just because I'm rolling in the dough now, honey. You know what I'm taking home a month now? I'm taking home $2,500 a month. So now she wants to go to Fresh Choice. She wants to go over to Bandit's Barbecue. Really, really. Now she wants me to take her to freaking Outback. Like, I got that kind of money. Well, yes, I do, but is that $2,500? My producer is asking me, is that $2,500 gross or net? Net, thank you. Okay, yeah. It's so awesome. It's awesome having money, and it's awesome spending money, but, you know, I got to look out for my future and everything, and I don't want to put on the... You don't want to put the dog on, but by the same token, you don't want to, you know... I mean, punish yourself. You want to enjoy your success, so... We're looking at some Mitsubishis. I might step up in class. And, in fact, I think what I'm going to do is buy Craig's old 5.0. It's a 95. It's really cherry. Well, I say cherry. It's got some puke under the seat that you could probably trowel that out of there before you sell it to me. But other than that, that's going to be a nice car. It's going to be a nice car once I have it sandblasted. And stuff like that. So, Yeah, fresh choice for dinner. Stood in the buffet line, did the whole thing. It's really nice, but I got to get out of this business because I can't stand making all this money. I don't know which car to drive to work, you know? All these choices. Jesus. Anyway, this pool that we're putting in the backyard, made out of rubber, and we went looking for a deck for it the other day. Good-looking decks they have, those Doughboy decks. Now, when you blow this thing, here's the thing. Guy says to me, hey, excuse me, bicycle pump, because he sold me a blow-up pool that we're putting in a deck. It's really going to be nice. We'll have the redwood deck that we'll sink the large 12-by-12 blow-up pool into, and I'm blowing this thing up with my mouth, you know? And the guy said, yeah, you know, there is a thing called a bicycle pump. So I, you know, finally was, got that thing blowed up, and we have just been going at it. Now, I got friends, and I love them very much. They are what you would... They come from Lancaster, okay? And they're in the pool with their cigarettes. This is the kind of guy... Friend of mine, as a matter of fact, from Lancaster, came over swimming the other day. This dude, like, killed his blow-up doll with a cigarette. Because when his wife's out of town, I can understand. So he's got this blow-up doll, and he's smoking a joint or a... I don't know what the hell it was, but he put a hole in the thing, and it just deflated there. Right, you know, at... orgasm. I mean, in other words, he was hitting his climax. And look at this. Mike is nodding like he understands. I understand. He put the thing out. See, what it was, the guy is a little sadistic. He puts out cigarettes on the asses of women as it is. And he forgot this one was made out of vinyl. So he popped it. And you know what I'm talking about, Mike? Sure you do. Right at the point of no return, a guy tries to put a cigarette out on this vinyl doll's rear end and deflates it. So there was no return into the doll. That's too bad. God, that's rough, ain't it? So we have friends like that over, and this clown's got a cigarette, and my pool deflated, so I had to go and patch it, and it's fine. It's looking good. It's nice. I'm going to pave the front lawn so that I can park cars on it. So it's... God, I am wealthy. Anyway, speaking of white trash, did you see the lady in Arkansas? Did they ice her last night? There's a woman in Arkansas that they put to death. Now, I don't say that it's wrong to put a woman to death for a capital crime. I'm not saying that it's even unusual, although we've only put to death like five or six since 1976. Capital punishment was reinstated by the United States Supreme Court sometime in the late 70s, five since 1976. What I do find unusual is the rapidity, the speed, the swiftness which they can ice a woman who's on death row. I mean, this chick, she did this crime in 1995. She's dead now. There are guys that are like 30 years on death row, right? 30, but it turned out that the woman was charged with a capital crime in 1995. She waived all appeals. Her attorney did not insist on any appeal. Her attorney did not insist on any insanity defense. They went right straight to the gas chamber, as per her wishes, and now she's dead. This is a I gotta get this lawyer. Don't you want to have this guy, your next drunk driving rap? This guy's great. Crime to ice. 5 years. That's all. And it was a woman. Well, that's why it was a woman, see? There's a lot of things in this world I can change. I can't change that. Give me a high five for that lawyer. Defending a woman, a capital crime, Arkansas, from the time she killed two of her kids, right? Which you figure, even if she kills two of her kids, I don't care if she dropped them off of a building, if she threw them into a vat of acid, you figure on appeals alone, she'd still be on death row 25 years later. 5 years from the time she was charged with a crime to today, she was put away last night. 5 years. This lawyer is great. Wouldn't you like to have a guy like that? Can we appeal? No. Is there a cat? Anything, Bobby? What do you got for? I can't do a thing for you. I'm dead. What a great man. Now, let me ask you something. If somebody says, I will not appeal, I will willingly go to my death, you found me guilty, yes. What did you give me? Death. Okay, I'm not going to appeal. You're willingly going to your death? Yes, I am. Okay. And that's cool, right? In other words, you can do that? How come Kevorkian's in jail? Of all those people who've willingly gone to him for their death, and he's in jail, here's a woman who waived all of her appeals. She willingly went to her death, and now she's dead. I guess she got what she wanted, right? But they ought to at least put the governor in jail. All right.
Henry Show.
Louise, Texas, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. This, the man that's on there, his name is Ted.
Ted Bell, ma'am.
Yes. I'm from Louise, Texas, and I'm like,
You got
Bill.
Cable?
You do
got,
what?
You got cable, right?
No, I do not. I have a satellite, but I
You have a satellite, or do you have a satellite dish?
Dish. I have a DSS. Okay.
How did you get that?
How? I bought it.
Well, forgive me, you live in Texas?
Yes.
Do you live in a home or an apartment, or how does that work?
I live in a home in the country, and we do not have cable.
Hmm.
But the people that
that's
like
that's unusual for Phil's listeners. They usually live in apartments.
I live in a $125,000 house, but the cable company in the town that lives close to me wouldn't run a line because there's not enough people. Okay, so I got a satellite.
You got a satellite or a satellite dish?
She got a satellite dish.
Well, she keeps saying she has a satellite.
I know, but she means satellite dish. Okay, ma'am.
My problem with you is you think because you can afford it, everybody else can. I was lucky I could, but there are people in this world that can't afford everything they want.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep putting your rear end in the hands of the cable companies?
No,
just
like you said, put your balls in their hands.
That's right.
Okay, but some people aren't fortunate enough to be able to afford a dish.
I know that. Ma'am,
okay.
I agree with you. I know that.
They not only are watching for the millionaire show, they're all, myself, I happen to like the news staff that Channel 13 out of Houston has, and that's the ABC channel.
Well they, a lot of these people that live in trailers, they want to watch that Who Could Get to Be a Millionaire deal, right?
Correct, but that's not the only reason. There's soap operas that they watch on that channel.
No. The only reason why they watch ABCs for that Who Wants to Be the
next
millionaire.
No, women like soap operas. I'm a woman. I ought to know.
Well, they got soap operas on CBS and on NBC,
sure do,
too.
They
yeah.
But they also have the some of them like the ones on the ABC channel. I particularly like the news staff on the ABC channel.
Are you sure you can afford an SA-44 dish?
A what?
You got a satellite dish?
I have a DSS.
How did you afford that?
Because I work for a living. That's how I
well,
can
no,
afford
I,
it.
Well, no, I don't doubt that you work for a living, but you make enough income to get a dish?
I live outside town in the country.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but... Is the home you're in right now, it's cable-ready or satellite-ready?
Neither. I got the DSA so I could get more channels.
Is your home made out of wood or metal?
My house is brick.
It is a brick house, Phil.
I knew it was a brick house. What are you asking?
I thought it was a metal home.
I don't live in a trailer, no.
All right, so there's no mud or anything? What I'm trying to get to, dear, is your home constructed at all with mud or adobe?
Is what?
Is your home constructed at all utilizing mud, twigs, or adobe, or anything like that?
Brick. Brick and wood and concrete.
And no mud or adobe, correct?
No mud or adobe, no. It's a brick house, right?
Brick. $125,000 brick house.
Now, are you married, dear?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, so you have a combined income. Does your husband work in the oil fields?
I do.
It's not, in other words, it's not made of old tires. You see,
what are you asking this woman, okay? What are you asking her?
I'm trying to determine how a woman, can we put her on hold for a minute?
Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a truck driver, so I can afford anything I want.
All right, dear. Hold the line for. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back with you.
Okay. I'm on a mobile. So
all right. You just stick there. Hold on.
Is she on hold?
Yes.
How can this? You listen to this broad. She sounds like she makes about 15 cents an hour. Ask her how much she makes.
I'm not going to be disrespectful to her. She says she's a truck driver. Okay.
She doesn't sound like she makes any money. I bet she works at a stop and go or something. Ask her.
Okay, ma'am, you're back on the air. Hello?
Yes, I am, and I'm driving down the highway, and I work in the oil field. I haul oil field equipment in my pickup, and no, I don't make 15 cents an hour.
I thought you said you were...
I make My paycheck last week was $1,800.
I thought you said she was on hold.
I thought
and
she was.
This week it's going to be $2,000. So don't tell me I got the brains of a damn waitress.
Wait a second.
I happen to be college educated, and I choose to be a truck driver because I like to travel, and I'm making more money than any other woman that works as a secretary unless she's screwing the damn boss.
Ma'am, I never said anything about you making 15 cents an hour.
You damn sure did, because he did not have me on hold.
Second,
but, ma'am, you're right, he did. He was on hold.
You are done got me hot now, ma'am.
Henry, I'm going to kill you for making me look like an ass in front of this lady, okay?
Yeah, well, you did when you started spouting off about people not being able to afford a satellite being on cable.
Wait
a
second.
I bet you were on cable before you got a satellite.
The host of the show assured me that you were on hold.
Well, I thought that she was.
You're making me look like a fool?
I do not make 15 cents an hour. I turned in tickets while ago at my boss's office that were $1,800 for
right.
the last week.
Ma'am, I'm just a brief 10-second hold. I'll be right back to you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Ted, you need to come back and apologize to this lady.
This white trash? Are we sure we're on hold?
Yes.
You're sure we're on hold?
Yes.
This white trash... with her 1800 blah, 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 blah. It's bull crap. I guarantee you she's lying.
Ted,
you
she's...
You want me to send you my check
Wait a second.
Stub?
You said she was on hold, for Christ's
you
sake.
I'm sorry.
You want me to send you my goddamn check stub? Don't call me white trash.
No, wait a second.
You said... probably buy your ass.
I never said anything of the sort, man. I can
you
assure you.
You
sure
did,
yes.
And this guy, Bill, is
yes,
a
ma'am.
Witness to it.
I saw
so
it.
So you
yeah.
are... caught, mister.
Yes, you are caught, and you did say it, Ted. I told you to apologize.
You assured me we were on hold.
I thought we were. I got an engineer here. I got a producer.
How dare you, Henry? You stabbed me in the back. Ma'am?
What?
I
hope I can get him to give me your address. My husband will call your ass and call you, probably get you to come out and meet him.
Well, now, wait a second. I think you misheard me. I didn't say
no,
white trash.
You call me white trash. And I am not.
Well, I don't believe
I'm a mother of three. I work 7 days a week. I'm on call 24 hours a day. I work for Acme Truck Lines. You can call them and ask them and see if I don't work my ass off.
Well, I
probably
agree.
Work more hours than you do.
But I never said anything.
Poor white trash. You may not have said the poor, but you called me white trash.
You did, Ted, and I
and
heard
I
it.
I am not white trash.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what?
I have been married, and I have three kids.
Yes.
I have four grandkids.
Absolutely.
And I take care of my business.
I don't call
people names.
Ma'am, I want to get him to apologize to you.
Well, he's done beyond that. He's
hold
not going to apologize.
Hold on for a second, okay? Let me just...
You're sure she's on hold?
I'm going to put this lady on hold so you don't offend her again. So hold on for just a moment, ma'am.
Twice he did that.
Are you sure she's on hold?
Yes.
Why can't you back me up just once? Look, if she's a truck driver, I'm Tinkerbell, okay? Now,
Ted, she's a truck driver. She says she's a truck driver. She lives in Texas.
Oh, come on. She's one of the Judds. Looks like she's inbred, probably. Now, look.
Ted, are you kidding me, man? Now, you're going to apologize to her.
All right, I'll pretend like I'm sorry.
Put her back on. Ma'am?
Yes?
Here's Ted.
Ma'am?
What?
Ted Bell here.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Try a little harder.
I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, well, mean it from the heart. Don't just say the words.
You know what you...
Because I am a truck driver. Would you like me to give you the 800 number to Acme Truck Line in Victoria, Texas? That's where I work out of.
No, that won't be...
I drive a 1994 double cab pickup, and I haul oil fill equipment.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Could you hear what I was saying when we were on hold that time?
Truth or you want me to lie to you?
Truth.
Yes, I could.
Henry, you...
I thought we were on hold.
God
well,
damn.
Your engineer ain't worth a damn.
well, we know that.
That's three times I done heard
yeah,
what this man said.
That's right, ma'am.
I am not...
Apologize
I mean,
to her, Ted.
I'll give you my address.
What am I supposed to apologize for?
Apologize to the
you
lady. She heard
me
it.
A white trash, and I am not.
Say
I
you're
am
sorry. Say you're sorry,
kids
Ted.
And four grandkids.
Say you're sorry, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Say it good, okay? Say it like you mean it, like the lady said.
I cannot believe this.
What did I do, ma'am? Oh, Henry brought me on this show to talk about cable. I don't have cable.
Okay.
I got a dish.
You should have told him right off the start.
I did.
He knew nothing about it and that you were getting off. But no, you stayed on and you took, he put you and me on.
Right.
And I gave you my view and then you call me white trash.
That's
you
right.
You call me a Tinker Bell. You call me a 15-cent-an-hour waitress or a stop-and-go. That's
ma'am,
what it was, a stop-and-go waitress.
I think you misheard me.
No, she didn't.
I've
got a witness.
She didn't mishear you.
I heard it, too. And he's got it on tape, too.
Say you're sorry.
If you want me to get a lawyer, I'll get him. I'll get in trouble.
No, not a lawyer.
Yeah, well.
Look, okay, I'm sorry. I said you sounded a little. You're a little hanky, but you're still... I'm sorry.
I'm college educated,
You're fine. You're fine. I didn't mean to call you white trash. What I meant to say was honky. But I don't even mean that. I don't mean that.
I'm white. I sure as hell am. I'm a 50-year-old white Caucasian woman. And a lady at that.
Oh, you're white.
Yes,
okay.
I am white.
Okay. Thank you very...
Okay.
I couldn't tell that.
Thank
you're
you.
Hot butter.
I couldn't tell if you're white or not.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I was just sitting here reflecting on, since we came on board here at an earlier time, and some of the people that we're up against, some of the people we compete against, and some of them are very vocal, you know, with their opinions of, say, other shows that they've been competing against, right? But as soon as I get on board, everybody shuts up. Everybody clammed up. You know, Comb Over Boy, for instance, he was talking about Carell and Andrew, and he was talking about the other guys. He had a lot of opinions about people, didn't he? Or is that just my imagination? All of a sudden, I'm on the air. He hadn't said what? Not one word about me. I feel, you know, slighted. I must be that imposing a figure. I must be that big and bad and terrifying that if you don't poke... you know, the lion in the cage with a stick, then he won't get upset, right? So Comb Over don't want to talk about me because if he does, well, then the war is on. I mean, it's going to be, the blood will flow in the streets and I will stand victorious. But as long as he keeps his mouth shut, then, you know, he thinks I'm going to go away? What I'm going to do is bend that guy over a bench in a shower where he will gracefully accept my fist. Whether he likes it or not, he's going to, sooner or later, you're going to have to, you know, am I wrong? Sooner or later, you have to just go ahead and take the pain. You're going to think you're going to put it off, man. You're going to put it off. Come on. You can only put it off so long. That's right, Mike. Anyway, thank you very much for the Ultimate Grill. I got my barbecue grill booklet here. What the hell am I looking at here? It's a barbecue book. Thank you. It's a barbecue catalog. And guy says to me the other day to go along with these, he says, Phil, you got to go out there and buy yourself a barbecue because I'm having one built. And I said, well, I can't afford this crap. What are you talking about? I thought, maybe if I could go over here to Costco for $100.50 and get a gas grill. He said, what are you talking, man? You gotta put out at least a couple of G's. Look at this thing. Industrial-sized grill. You can cook 500 pork chops on this thing. Well, what am I? All of a sudden, I'm opening up a restaurant? You know how much this thing is? I'm looking here, for instance, it's a Frontgate. These are the Frontgate professional grills, and they have a lot of them. $3,450 48-inch grill with electronic ignition for $3,900. They're in the thing in here. Look at, they got one little thing here for $795. It's a dual range top burner. It's one burner for $700. Everything else here is at least $1,300. And they've got, barbecuing is barbecuing, but they have temperature control outdoor drawers. They have those double big, those stainless steel tubs that you can put ice in and everything. In other words, I just want to grill up a steak, man. I ain't open up Phil's Grill, my outdoor poolside grill, where I'm going to feed everybody in the neighborhood. I don't think so, but maybe. You can keep stuff cool on one side, keep stuff hot on the other. God, this is great. Look at this tray. This is a cart. You can keep all kinds of booze in this thing. Look at that. All the booze bottles right there. What do? You wheel that around your pool?
Have another cocktail?
Wheel around your pool wearing one of those big, that Tequizo shirt that I've got. I got a beautiful shirt with a big Tequizo bottle on it. Pretty nice accessories. Look at this wheeling cooler. It's like a little refrigerator that you wheel about. I mean, maybe if I was living, if I was entertaining on a regular basis, if I entertain as much as I would have to in order to have these things on standby at my home, my wife would divorce me. She'd throw me out. That would mean there'd at least be 50 people at our pool every single weekend. And not all of them guys, you know. They're going to be some women and not all of them old women. Some of them young. High-performance gas barbecue streamlined for small dinners or small spaces. Built like a tank, cools like an iceberg. Look at this. This guy's got a barbecue bar. He's got an outdoor bar with a little chaise, kind of a little awning over it. It's a guy over here. He's doing up. Do these people have a pool? Because everybody's dressed in pants. He's got a huge mahogany barbecue with, and the guy's grilling up stuffed peppers. He's got steaks over here. He's got shish kebab going over there. He's got his wife standing there getting slowly drunk with two friends. There's a little portable sink thing here where you can cut up the limes, doing shots of tequila over there. His mother and father over here in the weeds, they've already got their pants off. This is great! You're not just buying barbecue accessories, you're buying a lifestyle. And here's the little Eclipse barbecue grill. Of course, that's just lousy charcoal, man. Get that for a cool $8 for a charcoal grill. See what that is? They call it an Eclipse. It looks like one of those, what the hell are those things called? The drum. We had a contest down in Miami. We had a contest. The sponsor wanted us to have a contest. You could Smokey Joe? No. I forget the name of the stinking thing. But this is a beautiful, beautiful moment in my life to be able to sit here and just look at this stuff, even though there isn't a word. There'll never be a day that I can afford this. Look at this thing, man. It's all stainless steel, and it's got the front burners, and this guy lives on a lake, and look at that. He's got a $10 million yacht right behind it. How about that? If you just buy this grill, this whole life is yours. Not... I can fool myself into thinking, honey, if we just go out and we spend $5,295 on the 53-inch Viking Professional Grill. Viking Professional Grill. So now you're talking about tailgate parties. Now you're talking about something serious, like you're in the parking lot near a Staples. You're in the parking lot near the Vons, okay, and you're cooking up dogs. And you've got a big banner that says, for the Boys Club of America, and you haven't got a license, and all that money's going in your pocket. I'm buying it.